The United States is accusing Sudan of using attack helicopters against its own people. The U.S. made that charge yesterday, and it urged the United Nations to protect people in the Darfur region. And one of the latest American officials to visit Sudan is New Jersey Senator John Corzine. He's a Democrat. He was shown camps full of displaced people in Darfur. He also met Sudanese officials, and he spoke with them about their relationship with Arab militias who were blamed for much of the violence.
The government is a believer that this is a rebellion that needs to be put down, and unfortunately civilians are caught in the crossfire. And while they are sympathetic to the needs and are, or at least verbalize that they're sympathetic to the needs, their real attention is on rebel groups, those that would like to change overall conditions in governance in the Sudan.
And are they expressing support for these Janjaweed militias, these Arab militias, which have been saying they're fighting the rebel groups and are also blamed for what you describe as genocide?
They admit, they being the government, that they had enlisted the militia or the Janjaweed. They claim they are now trying to disarm them. We heard no reports that that's actually very effective or much is going on along those lines, and people still in the camps speak very clearly that they were afraid to leave the camps because the Janjaweed would attack them, kill them, commit human rights violations.
Senator Corzine, you and your traveling companion Richard Holbrooke, longtime U.S. diplomat, criticized the world community for doing too little to resolve the crisis in Darfur, but as I understand it, you're also not very happy with the course that the United Nations has taken to try to resolve this.
Well, the United Nations is really a toothless response, in my view, talking about sanctions which take away travel visas for Janjaweed leadership. First of all, it's not clear who the Janjaweed leadership is. Two, most of those people are riding camels in deserts and savannas and not traveling around the world. I find it relatively unimportant trying to impose an arms embargo on a state that has 9 countries that butt up against it with unpatrolled borders doesn't sound like a really tough targeted sanction. What we all believed coming out of this trip was that there is a need for additional international troops on the ground. The practical solution is to not have it be European or American troops, but African Union troops.
Your colleague Richard Holbrooke has suggested that what the United States should be doing is providing logistical help for some kind of international force, airplanes.
Well, the problem with the African Union is that they have none of the logistical support. They don't have all of the materials that would allow them to effectively carry out a mission both observation, monitoring of the situation, and actually responding in some places.
And then the question would be, do you think that your colleagues in the Senate would support such an action if it were requested by the Bush administration?
Well, I certainly hope they will, whether it's requested by the Bush administration or developed on a bipartisan basis from a number of us in the Congress. This has not been an issue where Republicans and Democrats are separated.
John Corzine is a Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey. He has just finished a visit to Sudan, including its Darfur region. Senator, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Steve.